Lono Ika Makahiki. The season of Lono has begun in Hawaii. Gusty winds and bouts of rain have us darting around in rubber slippers and looking skyward. But what do we see? Colette Lemomi Akana says kilo means to be observers. She says our kupuna had to kilo. They had to kilo to survive. And their persistent, patient observations of nature constitute a fountain of knowledge we can drink from today. Here at the top of Kapalama Heights, we're meeting Colette Lemomi Akana, educator, kumuhula, and author of the new book, Hanau Kaua, Hawaiian Rain Names.
Kukalahale. We are experiencing the Kukalahale rain. Ku would be stand, and kalahale is the house eaves. So you're standing under the house eaves because it doesn't last too long.
This rain is coming from Mauka, the mountains, in steady, medium-sized drops, blowing through the ironwoods all around us. Akana's been studying rain and winds in Hawaii for years, and this, her first book, is called Hanau Kaua, Born is the Rain.
Everything in the Hawaiian universe is Hanau, born, and living.
Akana says royalty, the ali'i, were born, rain and clouds were born, even silence was born.
I think when you have that idea that everything is alive, everything is living, then there's maybe a greater respect for the world around you because everything has a spirit.
Kiele Gonzalez, Akana's daughter, is assisting with research.
For our kupuna, traditionally, knowledge of the land was highly valued, and it was something you were proud of. So when Malihini, when you had visitors come, they would talk about their aina, about the wahipana, the famous places. They would talk about their rains and their winds because this was something that they treasured. It was something that they valued.
Proverbs, chants, and legends help preserve vital troves of knowledge, like which rains accompany planting, which rains at sea mean dangerous conditions, and which rains can tease a lover, like the misty Tuahine rain of Manoa. Hanau Kaua is basically a glossary of Hawaiian rain names with associated notations on what the rain is like, where it's found. Designer Sig Zane has contributed signature floral motifs on vellum, bursts of color throughout the book.
But you actually get to compare how the rain acts and its characteristics in different places. For instance, the Apuakea rain, it's so famous to Ko'olaupoko, Oahu. But you find the Apuakea also exists Hanamaui, also in Hilo, Hawaii. People are looking to find their place in society, in the world, and here at home in Hawaii. Yeah, it's just having a relationship with the aina that you call home.
That relationship, Gonzalez says, can start right now if you're observant. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.
Oh, kai me ho ai ia, awe a kele kalapau.